Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox, and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So, why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazon to the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We just wrapped up our 12-team head-to-head points listener league. Let's break down Scott's team on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. Today is Wednesday, March 22nd. I am Frank Sanford, joined by Scott White. And Scott was drafting first overall in this draft. So let's take a look at his team. You know he took a hitter first overall. It took Aaron Judge. But we'll start from the top down with JT Realmuto at catcher, Paul Goldschmidt, Jonathan India, Anthony Rendon, Dansby Swanson. And then in the outfield, Aaron Judge, Corbin Carroll, Taylor Ward, with Shohei Ohtani at utility. On the bench, keep Brian Hayes, Josh Young, and Anthony Volpe. This is a really fun offense you put together here, Scott. Shohei Ohtani, this is probably his least desired format, but still, to get him at the 2-3 turn, I thought that was fantastic value. What do you think about this team? Another one where you just could not get your hands on an early round third baseman.
I know, and this is the second team we've broken down of mine where I picked first overall, and that happened. Nolan Arenado didn't make it back to me at the 2-3 turn. Interestingly, because this is a points league, I would have been even willing to take Alex Bregman at the 2-3 turn to avoid the major headache at third base. But somebody took him sooner, took him early in round two, so I couldn't even do that. The reason I'd be willing to do that last year, the player I did take at the round 2-3 turn, Shohei Ohtani, 3.18 points per game, 3.18. Alex Bregman was 3.19. So this is clearly Bregman's format. And obviously I prefer that third base eligibility over the utility eligibility of Ohtani. So once again, I had this gaping hole at third base, came close to drafting Gunnar Henderson, Max Muncy, Jordan Walker, didn't work out. I do like that in this league, unlike the last one, I was able to take a few bites of the apple, a few upside bites between Anthony Rendon, who, if he's healthy, I mean, this format's going to be great for him. Big if, I understand. Anthony Rendon, Brian Hayes, and Josh Young, both of whom have shown good signs this spring, all three of whom have. If any one of them works out, then it's fine. But, you know, I'm having to use up a couple bench spots in a league where you, in a format where you usually like to fill out your bench with pitchers. So that is part of the downside there. I hope the situation sorts itself out early. The other position where it looks like there's kind of a gaping hole is second base. Jonathan India, again, good signs this spring. If he gets back to walking like he did as a rookie and throughout his minor league career, this should be a good format for him. But if he's, if Jonathan India is who he was last year, then I'm on the prowl for a second baseman too. So this is the downside to picking first. As much as I like getting Judge or whomever, you can't necessarily optimize your team at all those scarcer positions. It just wasn't available to me at the points where I was picking. But I got the number one first baseman in this format last year, Goldschmidt, the number one catcher, JT Realmuto, the number one overall player, of course, and Aaron Judge, and then Ohtani to boot. I'm hoping it's going to be okay. It's just going to take a little bit of patching up at those two weaker positions.
And this is a weekly lineup league, so you'll have to choose each week whether you want to use Ohtani as a utility hitter or as a starting pitcher. And who knows? Maybe there's a few two-star weeks mixed in there. But either way, let's take a look at this pitching staff. You've got Zach Gallen, George Kirby, Robbie Ray, Joe Ryan, and Chris Sale. The relievers, the mountain, Felix Bautista, and Scott Barlow. On the bench, you have Tony Gonsolin and Lance McCullers. We have three IL spots in this league, so you're stashing Gonsolin and McCullers. Probably going to pick up some other pitching depth after you do that. You waited a little bit like you normally do a pitcher, but how do you think the pitching staff turned out?
Look, it's stronger at the top than it usually is for not taking, in a points league especially, not taking my first starting pitcher until round six to get Zach Gallen and Robbie Ray there back-to-back. Two guys who you don't have to squint too hard to view them as aces. I think that's great. And then, you know, three and four, Chris Sale and George Kirby, they have ace upside as well. It is weird, as I was pointing out, with having three third basemen on my roster. It is weird that I don't have a healthy starting pitcher on my bench in a points league. Yes, presumably I'm going to pick up a couple once I put Gonsolin and McCullers on the IL, and hopefully Gonsolin and McCullers are healthy by May, and I'll get some pitching depth that way. But I do have the sneaky Ohtani situation where if I really face an emergency at starting pitcher, I could just shift Ohtani over there and fill in the utility spot with some other hitter. So it's, I think I'll be able to make it work. I do expect, especially in a shallower league like this, only 252 players roster, I do expect the waiver wire will be pretty robust with starting pitchers. And so it was kind of by design, kind of by necessity, since I wasn't able to get a strong third baseman.
All right, well, for more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we'll be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye!
Everyone is talking about if.
I'm going to go on a limb here, but I like it. I love it.
It's original and heartfelt.
Ta-da!
And the must-see comedy of the summer that's perfect for the whole family.
This is just so exciting!
If. Rated PG. Now playing in theaters.